علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions some issues of how to analyze a society, and especially for managers and leaders of communities and societies. It's important for them to be able to be in a position to recognize and analyze communities, societies, groups, and be able to create affiliations and maybe separate their community from another community for various reasons, and therefore here leadership is it's a requirement of leadership basically, and a requirement of management. And we discussed about the fact that sometimes disapproving a person's actions or approving a person's actions would mean that you become part of that person's movement, or you become one with that person as a community. And therefore, we need to be very careful about what we approve and what we do not. And those discussions we had, inshallah, at depth.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we want to discuss another statement today. We want to discuss another phrase from this sermon by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the phrase is that Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said in this sermon, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O people, مَنْ سَلَكَ الطَّرِيقَ الْوَاضِحِ One who follows or traverses a clear path, وَرَدَ الْمَا He will enter the water, will be able to benefit from the water. وَمَنْ خَالَفَ وَقَعَ فِي التِّيَةِ And one who goes against this path, goes to another path, and traverses another path that is different from the path which is clear, then he will end up in a dead end, basically a desert, big desert, dead end with no water and nothing. So basically, Imam Ali is saying there are two paths. So these two paths have to be given to the communities and to the people. A leader should be able to guide the people in this way, in the sense that he should always encourage them to think, to ponder, to try and find that clear path in the way they go ahead. And having a clear path means that you follow your intellect, you follow what the religion says, and the statements of the prophets and the imams alayhimus salam, who have guided mankind on what is good and what is bad. Because this is clear. All the other things are unclear. They are ambiguous. Even today, for example, if people want to solve their economic problems, if they want to solve their economic problems, they can decide to follow the teachings of the religion, or they can decide to follow what they think and what they consider to be correct with their own whims and thoughts. Many times, the intellect cannot decide properly as to what path should be taken. And you can just, conjecture. And it can just, you know, give an idea, but cannot be sure on whether that will be successful or not. That is, until you experience, let's say, and do an experiment. And sometimes there is no time to do all of these experiments, you know, in life. We need to have a clear path on how to live a fruitful life. And therefore, the best thing would be to follow the very clear path which is given by the religion. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
So now, an example that I gave was that if a person was to follow a clear path in terms of, let's say, their community was to follow a clear path in terms of their economic progress, then the most ideal situation would be to follow the teachings of a religion about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is halal and what is haram in terms of economic issues, buying and selling things, in terms of whether hoarding capital is better or is it okay to distribute wealth in a centralized manner to a certain degree, and also allow private ownership. All of these different discussions on how to balance between private ownership, public ownership, and how to balance between public property and private property, and how capital needs to be distributed. All of these discussions are deep economic discussions, right? And now we as human beings can conjecture, can postulate some ideas to solve these problems. But whatever we do, at the end of the day, that path that we choose is not a clear path, because it's something that we conjecture. It is something that we get together and analyze without clear confirmation whether this will be a solution to the problems or not. But religion and the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approved in the Quran, He has already endorsed what is the best thing to do in such issues. So what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying is that refer to what the religion tells you. Refer to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Refer to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and that is where you will follow a clear path. Now, if you follow a clear path, a path that is firm, then you will enter water. That means you will enter a phase where you'll be able to continue living in a blissful way. But otherwise, if you take the path which is not clear, you will end up in a dry desert and you will not be able to find solution to your problems. You will see, oh, this whole road that I took, this whole path that I traversed was a wrong path, and I need to roll back and do something else. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to act on these statements. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه